Drip, 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 drip.
You're right there, Martin.
That is what I'm hearing at the moment in my house and sort of inside my own head as well, because it's raining quite heavily here today and my roof is leaking into my bedroom through the light fitting.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How
it's not
much?
Looking good. I would say like sort of a sizable amount. Like I've been up in the attic and I had to take three buckets up with me to put them under the three drips that I can identify. And then, you know, like I've got like a kind of normal looking roof, I guess, like with a, it points at the middle, like goes up to a point. At the very apex of that point, it's all kind of caved in.
Oh,
and
dear.
It's sort of driven through there. It's not, I would argue, great. Not great.
No.
No. So I'm trying to deal with that at the moment.
Yes,
so forgive me
by doing a Eurovision podcast.
Exactly. Exactly. What better way to take my mind off my house falling down than this episode of Nolpois?
Nolpois is shameful.
Nolpois is lack of respect for Euros.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nolpois is no fun.
Yes, any roofers in the listening circle, please do identify yourselves. Martin may need your help. But yes, this is Nolpois. We are a Eurovision fan podcast. I'm Laura, that's Martin. We don't know everything about Eurovision, but we are trying to learn. And one way you can help us on that journey is if you support us in Patreon. We do have a Patreon. It's just simply patreon.com/Nolpois. You could chuck us a quid a month, or if you're feeling extremely generous, £3. It does mean you get your episodes 24 hours at least earlier than they come out on the Sunday, so you get it a little bit earlier on, and you do get to have a conversation with all the other patrons and us as well. And you were very busy this week talking to us about your predictions for this year for Eurovision, which we'll get into a bit later. But yeah, if you want to get involved with that, just go to patreon.com/Nolpois.
Nolpois, that's where you need to go. Right, lots to come then on the podcast today. We've got lots to talk about, and there's been lots of kind of news seeping through. Some of it a kind of what sort of situation, and some of it not. Starting then with the allocation draw, which we hear will take place on the 31st of January. This is kind of, you know, the bit in football where they put their hand in the pit of balls and they go, and number three, that's Burton Albion, are going to be playing number 22. That's Manchester United. And they've decided that that's what Eurovision needs. And they've done this for a number of years now. And it's going to happen on the 31st of January.
It is. And there's a couple of points to note for this. I always find the way they decide, because basically how they do it is they divide the countries in the semi-finals. And remember, of course, the big five and the country that's qualified last year, which is Ukraine, don't have to go through this. But the countries that take part in the semi-finals, they divide it into pots. And they do this based on their historic voting patterns, which I always find very interesting and a little slightly dodgy. But then they're chosen at random to allocate their place in that semi-final, like where they go. And you might say, well, is that so important? Why do they have to do that? Well, it is in a way. We've talked about, you know, where countries are in that sort of list and in the running order and how that does sometimes sway a vote. Normally, if you're earlier on, you're probably not going to get quite as many votes from the public. It's all about, you know, being memorable and you know, that the way it works with the running order is, I think, a little bit later on is always better. I think another thing to note from this is who's presenting this, because maybe that'll give us some indication as to who might be presenting it, the main event. And it is BBC presenters Rylan and AJ Adudu who will be presenting this draw. What do you make of that, Martin?
Well, I'm slightly, if I'm honest, disappointed. And this is the reason why. Not because I don't think anything of AJ Adudu and Rylan. That's, you know, they're perfectly good presenters. Rylan, very understandable kind of connections to Eurovision. He's done stuff in the past. He's been a very kind of vocal supporter of the Eurovision Song Contest. He absolutely loves it. AJ Adudu is a very, very consummate professional and brilliant. Where's the Ukrainian presenter? That was the first thing sort of notable by their absence. I thought this whole thing was meant to be about being inclusive of Ukraine, which should be the host of this competition,
yes,
and would have been had it not been in the middle of a war. And I really thought that we would see more, and demonstrated here in this, we would have seen more inclusion of maybe, like, you know, Ryland and a Ukrainian presenter, or AJ Adudu and a Ukrainian presenter. And nothing. It's just like the predictable people being trotted out.
They'll do the draw. It says assisted by young people from a local Liverpool school and members of the Ukrainian community who have settled in Liverpool since the invasion. So I guess there is, I don't know what they mean assisted by. I guess it'll just be that they'll be, you know, helping them. So that there is that element. But yes, presenter-wise, there will not be a Ukrainian element. But I guess that's how they have kind of factored that in a little bit with that. But yeah, so I suppose that is the case. It's worth saying, that is the night as well. We get the 2023 contest look and slogan revealed.
I love the slogan. It's always right. So, if you've never listened to us before,
to see what the UK comes up with.
Yeah, it will be. If you've never listened to this podcast before, round about when the slogan comes up, I love the slogan because the slogan's always awful and really quite comical, and it's always something like believing the magic or living the viscosity, and and it's just spinning on the top, and you've got that was one of them, wasn't it?
But like the magic Eurovision. Not spinning spin the on magic. The top for God's
spinning
sakes. That was Junior
top.
Eurovision spin the magic. It was not spinning on the top. If you want to watch this, you can. If you're in the UK as well, it's going to be live on BBC Two and BBC iPlayer, I think at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, 31st of January. You could also watch it on the Eurovision YouTube channel as well.
All right, let's move on quickly and talk about Ireland, who've been making headlines in the Eurovision world this week. Reason being, they've gone mad.
I don't know. They're always a little bit mad. I don't know, bless them, in recent years. But they've revealed the six finalists. So these are the finalists that are going to be competing for the Late Late Show Eurovision special. In other words, to compete on who's going to represent Ireland at Eurovision 2023. That's all happening on February the 3rd. And yes, there's one particular entrant that has been making a lot of waves, and that is John Lydon, aka Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols. He is going to be one of the entrants for his sort of band Public Image Limited with his song Hawaii. And it's really split a lot of people. Just, you know, not having it, don't think the song is good enough, and you know, not interested in seeing Johnny Rotten represent Ireland. I think quite a lot of people feeling that way. A lot of people, you know, into the song. I think we should we have a little listen to a bit of it?
Yeah.
And see what we think, and then we'll have a chat more about it.
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, I should say there's a lovely story behind this song.
Yes.
It is dedicated to Johnny Rotten, John Lydon's wife, Nora, who is at the moment living with Alzheimer's. And that will resonate with a lot of people who will know somebody who is affected with dementia and Alzheimer's in particular. So a real kind of moving story behind it. The song itself, I'm not sure it really is.
I don't think the lyrics are very good, if I'm honest. I think they're quite...
I know what you mean.
...childlike, and I don't think they've... forgiven the subject matter, I think the tone is quite pensive and you know, reflective, but I don't think the lyrics are very good. You might wonder, why would he be able to represent Ireland? I mean, you don't have to be from the country to represent it, as we know in the past. But his mum is from County Cork, his father's came from Galway, so there is that kind of brief connection to it. So I've listened to all of them. All the songs. We should run through all of them, by the way. We don't want to do a thing where we just give the limelight to John Lydon and not the rest.
But, yeah, good point.
That is the talking point. And I would say I am not really feeling that much. At the beginning, I was like, okay, this is a different sort of way for Johnny Rotten from maybe what we're used to in his Sex Pistol days, but it didn't really cut it for me. I'll just give you a quick run through of the others. ADGY, I don't know if you say it like that. It's someone called Andrew Carr with Too Good For Your Love. This is kind of like a high tempo dance track. It's very much more into modern Eurovision fare, which sometimes you might think, oh, is that, you know, it's too kind of samey to other stuff, but maybe it's what Ireland need. They've been coming with quite sort of typical ballady fare before, so maybe they need something that's just a bit of a dance track to get it going. Next there's Connolly with Midnight Sun. This was written by, and I'm not going to say the name, but Jennifer Connolly is her name, from a band, and she was just 17 years old. She says the song conveys confusion and overwhelming detachment, but overall the song implies that nothing bad lasts forever, delivering a sense of hope. I thought this was a nice melody, but maybe a little bit forgettable. But she's got a lovely voice. The next was Wild Youth and We Are One. They're a Dublin band, a four-piece band, pretty well known in Ireland. You know, they've done sellout tours across the UK and Ireland. I think this is probably my favourite one. I feel like they're the most kind of contemporary choice. They would make sense to represent Ireland. I think they'd have to kind of, the song itself would definitely need a bit of work on the stage. At the moment, it just sounds like you kind of typical thing you'd hear in the charts. You need a bit more oomph, but I'd like to see them represent Ireland. My second favourite was the next one, Layla Jane with Wild. Mm. I really like the chorus of this. It's kind of like an indie pop song, but I it just took a little while to get going, but I really, really did like this, and I'd again be quite happy if this represented Ireland. And then finally, obviously we've got Public Image Limited with Hawaii, and then the final one is kind of feels like a sort of, they're like, oh, we can't all just be ballads and dance tracks, so we've got this kind of rap track from Kay Mooney and ND, Down in the Rain, which a lot of people are saying, oh, well, it's nice that, you know, it's not just ballads. Oh yeah, this is the kind of thing you hear in the charts. But if this was in the charts, I don't think it would do very well, because it's kind of your average kind of rap thing. For Eurovision, people are like, oh, well, this is very different. It's like, yeah, but I think if people hear this, they'll just be like, oh, it's just your general rap, sort of generic rap thing. You know, it's different for Eurovision maybe, but I think if people hear it, they won't be that excited. So my top two were Wild Youth and Layla Jane. But I fear people are just going to go for Public Image Limited. Do you think they will, Martin?
I think it's possible, isn't it? What I thought about John Lydon's song was that he does sound, and I'm sorry to say this, but he sounds like he's an older man now, right?
Yeah.
He's in his 60s. And he kind of, it sounds like that. I feel it doesn't have the energy of youth. And I'm not saying that you know, you can't have energy of youth when you're in your 60s, but I just think in his case, it is sounding a little old and a little tired.
Go on. Sorry, I was just going to say, part of that, I mean, I guess is because of the tone and the theme of the piece.
Sure,
like you can't
course,
do really an upbeat piece. I mean, you could do in a way, like, you know, looking back on the, you know, nice times you've had. But yeah, I would say that's probably part of it. But yeah, go on. Sorry.
I know. I kind of meant in the tone of his voice and things. But
sure.
It reminds me quite a lot of Engelbert Humperdinck, right?
Yes.
And it didn't... And I'm not saying in the style of the song, I'm just saying in like the tone of his voice, in the choice to have an older man doing
well-known a
song at a well-known older man doing a song at Eurovision. And I'm not, you know, exactly comparing Engelbert Humperdinck and John Lydon. Obviously I'm not, but...
That's the first time they might have ever been compared in a sentence together.
Exactly. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's echoes of the same thing there. And I it didn't go very well for Engelbert.
No, it didn't. He finished 25th. What I would say as well is so we were talking about send us your Eurovision predictions for the year. My prediction is that Public Image Limited will win the vote, but they will not get through to the final of Eurovision. That's my prediction.
Oh, I think I'd join in that prediction.
I think
Ireland will be represented by John Lydon, but they will not get to the final.
That's my prediction.
All righty.
Right. It's time for this.
Flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap that Eurobop.
That's right. It's Flop That Eurobop. We've been away for a few weeks with this because we had the quiz, but we're back again. Sadly. Oh.
What do you mean, sadly?
I don't know.
It's back. It is absolutely back. It is the bit of the podcast where one of us, and in this case it's me, sings a Eurovision song really, really badly. And the other one has to guess what it is. It's Flop That Eurobop. And I'm flopping the Eurobop this time. So I've thought of a Eurovision song. And Cress, all you have to do, I'm going to sing it really badly now. All you have to do is guess what it is. And the bit you're going to get from me is very short.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay.
No, but I think you're going to be all right. Here we go.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you're getting.
Oh, but that was just noise.
It wasn't just noise. No. There was tune in there.
No, there wasn't really.
I've got some clues for later, but I'm just going to give it to you again.
Yeah, no, I might use it because it was very quick.
Okay, here we go. I do recognise it. You will definitely recognise it. You know this song.
Is it Fuego?
No, it's not Fuego. Okay. Sort of close in a way, in that it's a Eurovision song quite recent that you really, really like. That's a big clue.
Is it San Marino?
No, not
Gasolina,
San Marino.
Whatever it was called, not Gasolina. No. Adrenalina, not Gasolina. That's another song. Although that should be a mashup.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a song that I really liked. Of recent years. I have to know myself now.
You want another clue?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, the other clue is we've been talking about this song very recently.
Okay, that's interesting.
Still nothing?
I look at you just going...
I'm feeling very smug at the moment.
When you say very recently, do you mean
in the last
today?
No, I mean in the last episode of Nullpop. I think we talked about this.
Oh, okay. I know what it is now.
Go on.
Right. Slow Mo Chanel.
It is Slow Mo by Chanel. Here's how it should have sounded. Take a video, watch slow mo. See?
Yeah, but you didn't do the M bit. You didn't do the Mo bit. You just went do 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 do.
Yeah, but I couldn't make it too obvious, could I? I just went slow mo.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, slow mo by Chanel.
Oh well, there you go. Thank you for doing. He can't help himself with that. But thank you. I got it. I'm still going to say that counts.
What? It doesn't count at all.
It does count. I've given you clues before, and you've got it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, there we go. I chose that because it topped for the first time. It wasn't Loreen in about 400 years, and it topped the poll of ESC 250. For 2022, and everybody was very excited about it, and we were talking about it on the previous edition of the podcast. Anyway, there you go. That's that edition of
Flop That Eurobop.
There you go, indeed. And if you want to get in touch with us with your thoughts maybe on Ireland's picks, you know, we've got a bit of time before the national final, so we'd like to hear, do you think, you know, John Lydon should be taking part in this? What do you think about the selection? We'd love to hear your thoughts. I saw a tweet, by the way, I forgot to mention this, from ESC Ariel, who said, I just feel like Ireland should have taken note of how well they did at Junior Eurovision last year. Put some Gaelic songs into your national final, for fuck's sake. Is that too much to ask? Which is a fair point. Ireland did very well when they went down that route, and it was a lovely song. You know, you can't, I don't know, it's different with Junior Eurovision though, I guess. But anyway, we would like to hear your thoughts. And this is how you could get in touch. You could get in touch with us on Twitter. We are at Poirot Null on Twitter. Of course, if you're a Patreon, you can comment on the episodes as they come out. We've had loads of comments from you guys this year. What's Richard been saying? He was talking about Chanel topping the ESC 250 charts, wasn't he, Martin?
Yeah, and was asking the question, were they voting for the song or the fact that she spent half the routine with a bum escaping a costume and then the half doing the splits? Richard, that is
Richard!
Very... Richard!
Richard! of course it was for the song, Richard. And yeah. Emma also got in touch, another Patreon, saying, Martin squawking
Chanel
haunts me. Whenever I see or hear that word in the real world, my brain malfunctions.
I don't know how often finally, you see that in the real world, Emma, but fair enough.
This is all the real world, Emma. And Theo's got four predictions for 2023 Eurovision.
Oh, okay. Yes. This is great. I really like this. I like looking into the future and seeing what you think about it. So Theo says, number one, the winner will be a new country or a country that hasn't won in a long time. Mm. Okay. Mm.
That could be the UK. I like that one.
Could be, yeah. Number two, Graham Norton being one of the hosts. I think that could be possible, couldn't it? Mm. Mons will show up somehow at some point. Yes.
Well, I think that's almost definite that will happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And then fourth, the Beatles will make a comeback during one of the interval acts. That is going to be difficult considering two of them are dead, but
yep.
maybe they'll do some like hologram thing. Maybe, you know, it's possible.
Hologram, yeah. Beatles hologram for sure. That's a good prediction. Let's get that on the list.
Yeah, that's certainly possible.
Thank you very much. Luke got a touch. He was outraged, well, mildly surprised, that we didn't mention Sam Ryder coming 14th in the ESC 250, because of course it's the UK's best result ever. I think, Luke, we were just blindsided by the fact that Loreen hadn't won. So we didn't even think of looking at where the UK came, but yes, or where Sam Ryder came. But yeah, fair point, Luke. He also has some predictions, and here they are. UK and Spain will be in the top 10. Ukraine will do well, but not win. I think I would agree with that. Ireland and Latvia will break their non-qualifying streaks. Well, you might want to take that back, Luke, after you've got these songs. Germany will get their act together. The postcards will be set in locations across the UK. I think that's probably going to be the case. Just, I mean, maybe one or two will be Ukraine. That would be nice. But Kalash Orchestra and Sam Ryder will do a collab. That would be great, wouldn't it?
That would be great.
That would be great.
I'd love to hear that.
I'd love to see that. And the UK will send a female act. I think all of these are pretty possible, Luke. I like them. They're good. But yeah, feel free to send more of your predictions in. And thank you, by the way. Little shout out to Maxi Rainbow, who tagged us in their end of year Instagram post, just giving memories of the year. If you do want to get in touch with us on Instagram, we're nullpoirpodcast on Instagram. And if you want to email us, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com.
That's where you need to go. Right, I'm going to go back up and try and fix my leaking roof.
Oh, God, yeah.
I know.
Hope it's not caved in whilst we've done this podcast.
Me too. Right, I will potentially report back next week and tell you how it all went. But from now until then, thank you so much for your company. It's been brilliant stuff. And we'll see you again next time on the next edition of...
Nullpoir!